Coming to the end of summer can be depressing, especially if you take stock of what you've accomplished during those anticipated summer months. Summer carries the hope of not only time for relaxation, but also doing things I enjoy, like planting flowers around the house, near the end of August and still not completed, writing more chapters of my memoir, a few more sentences, but little more, taking short day trips to places like the Anderson Japanese Gardens in Rockford. I procrastinated. But the word procrastinate is confusing. Usually words starting with pro have positive connotations. Procreate, proactive. And the origin of procrastinate, according to Webster, is pro or forward, plus crass or tomorrow. Both positive words, but actually meaning to postpone or defer taking action. Putting off or delaying an action or decision often happens when one is lazy or distracted or depressed. Was I lazy? Well, I took over farm chores when my husband had knee surgery and finished a major grant writing project, as well as taught a 12-hour course on contemplative prayer. But was I distracted or depressed? These past months, I have become increasingly concerned about our state of the union, signs that our democracy is under attack and our global leadership reputation is tarnished. I can't put all the blame for my procrastination on our government. But in order to move proactively toward personal goals and civic responsibilities, I need to move forward in the direction of tomorrow, but do it today. I'm Connie Serafin, and that is my perspective.